the elder Philotheos Ervakos speaks of the cross and the tomb. We are quick to say that they crucified Christ, and then we are also quick to be told that we, each of us, all of us together, crucified Him by our sins. But the Holy Elder explains this in some detail. He says, "Do you see the incorrupt feet of Christ, which are nailed to the cross, and now lying in the tomb? They are nailed for us, to direct our own feet upon the way of truth, faith, and virtue. Do you see His open arms? They symbolize the warm love which He has for us to embrace us and present us to His Heavenly Father and to make us His children and His sons and God's by grace. Do you see that pierced side which pours forth blood and water? The water represents the baptism by which we were cleansed of ancestral sin. The blood represents the bloodless sacrifice which is celebrated on the holy altars. By partaking of it, we are sanctified and unified with Christ, becoming one body. Just as a loving mother nourishes her children with her milk, in the same manner, our sweetest Jesus nourishes us as His beloved children. However, not with milk, but with His very body and blood. Behold, O kings, the King of all, from whom you received the scepter and diadem. Behold, O hierarchs and priests, your first hierarch and priest from whom you received your office. Behold, O faithful men and women, young and old, your loving Father who nourishes you, He who made the fields, the valleys, the rivers, the mountains, the ravines, and the forests. All of you, behold Him. See how He is hung upon the cross, crucified, covered with bruises and bleeding. Run, everyone, cover His incorrupt feet with kisses. Shower them with tears of compunction and wash them. Love Him with all your soul as He loves you, and prefer to die before falling into a deadly sin and saddening such a master and loving Father. Every sin that a Christian commits is a nail thrust into Christ's body. Christ is not saddened that the Jews crucified Him, as He is that the Christians, for whom He shed His blood and sheds it every day on the holy altars, that they crucify Him every day with their sins. Seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put Him to an open shame, Hebrews 6:6, according to the divine Paul. Listen, Christians, and come to your senses, says the elder. Whoever runs on the road of wastefulness, prodigality, laziness, lewdness, indifference, corruption, drunkenness, and dissoluteness is like the Jews who had put the nails in Jesus' feet. Whoever seizes the belongings of others, whoever steals and treats others unjustly, puts nails in Jesus' hands. Whoever is prideful and haughty and arrogant places the crown of thorns upon his head. Whoever has jealousy in his heart and envies his neighbor pierces his side. Whoever blasphemes and curses God spits in his face. Be careful, Christians. As many that sin among you must consider carefully that with your sins you are crucifying Christ as the Jews did. Consider that He whom you now see crucified upon the wood of the cross and lying in the tomb, and whom you scorn with your works, shall one day come upon the clouds of heaven with great power and glory as a dreadful and impartial judge of both the living and the dead. Woe to us then! Woe to all who die unrepentant. O crucify Jesus, even if the Jews and many of the contemporary pseudo-philosophers do not believe in Thee, even if some of the Christians scorn and blaspheme Thee, Thou art still the King of all. Thou art worshipped by the angels and praised by all creation. We Christians, thy beloved children, even if we are sinful, believe in thee, confess thee, and preach that thou art the King of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible. Thou art he who is, he who was, and he who remains unto the ages of ages. We see the glorious kings of the earth, Alexander, Caesar, Napoleon, and the other emperors, their kingdoms lasted until their death. The kingdom of others fell even before their deaths. But thy kingdom remains even after thy death. 20 centuries ago, thou didst die as a human being on the cross. But still thou art the king of all. Christian nations and the king of all Christian nations, and thou art worshipped by all. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy reign is from generation unto generation. We see that no one goes to worship at the tombs of other kings, but they come from the ends of the earth to thy life-giving tomb. Kings and rulers and people from every walk of life. Our God-man Jesus is not grieved so much that we scorn him with our unlawful deeds and sins and transgressions against his divine commandments, as he is that we remain unrepentant, hard-hearted, and insensitive. Despite the fact that he gave us repentance and confession as the means to wash our sins away, we do not become sinners by committing sin, but rather when we do not hate sin and do not repent of it, says Abba Isaiah, Isaac. And the divine Chrysostom says, it is not grievous for one to fall, but it is for him who has fallen to stay, as he is being neglectful and lazy, hiding the sickness of his disposition because of thoughts of despair and of hopelessness, and not to rise again. It is human for one to sin. However, to continue in this sin is not human, but completely satanic. Finally, the elder says, so long as there is time, let us repent. For the Lord loves mankind and is slow to anger and very merciful. He is long-suffering, full of great mercy, and overlooks our sins. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Just as he petitioned his Father for the Jews, his crucifiers, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Likewise, he petitions for Christians who curse him. He is loving unto mankind, but he is also just. As a lover of mankind, he is merciful, but being just, he punishes not offenders who repent, but rather the unrepentant sinners. Beloved, let us repent before the hour of death arrives, for there is no repentance after death. Let us repent before the dreadful day of judgment, when we shall give account of all our deeds. Let us repent that we may receive remission of sins and be granted presentation on the right-hand side and enjoy the eternal and unending bounties through the grace and compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was crucified for our sake. Through the prayers of our most blessed Father and Elder Philotheos Zervakis, Lord Jesus Christ our God, on this holy and great Friday, have mercy upon us and save us. Amen. Amen.